Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange. Here we are, reaching the second weekend of the month already, but only the first Friday. That means it is time for our First Friday Art segment, celebrating all things art in the weeks ahead. Just in case you weren't clear on the month, we asked the happenings to help out. Easy on the summer's through stuff, fellas. This week alone proved summer's got a way to run in our region, and if we can get another window of less smoke and fire, there are arts events in abundance to take in. Tell us about them. Call us at 800-838-3760. Call us at 800-838-3760 when a phone line's opens up, which we hope will happen in just a moment. But let's get there first by talking to Hyla in Grants Pass at the Museum of Art. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, Jeffrey. It's fun to be here.
Good to have you. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh, lots. First Friday in Grants Pass is a thing to behold now. Lots of restaurants have music in it. There's things happening on the streets. They're doing an alley thing tonight where they have performance art and all kinds of exciting things. Of course, the museum is always open. Tonight we are pitching our exhibit called Ambus, which is 8 women from Oregon. And they go everywhere from stained glass to sculpture to fabric, and it's amazing. Downstairs in Gallery 1, we have two featured artists, Jose Curtis, who does hydrostone sculpture, and he'll be demonstrating, and then Heidi Keller, who's sort of a combination of Aboriginal, formline, animal totem art, and it's very colorful and beautiful. She, too, will be doing a demonstration. And then what's very exciting to us is that this will be our third Open Studios tour on September 29th and 30th, so we're selling tickets for that. You get to see 10 different studios with 13 artists. They're all north of the river, so it's easy to navigate what's going on. And tickets are available either at Oregon Books, the Gallery One, the museum, or online at gpmuseum.com. Or you can call us at 541-479-3290. And then next Thursday, we have our last concert of the year, and we're featuring Tina and Her Pony. They're booked as an Appalachian folk duo. They live in Asheville, North Carolina. They spent a lot of time in Taos, New Mexico.
You know, in listening to the clip that you recommended from Tina and Pony, I was having a hard time categorizing. Let's hear some of Tina and Pony doing Lion Teeth.
Okay, thanks.
Now dance my heart away till the earth will shake and break beneath my feet. Now smell all the sweet smells on.
All kinds of fun sounds in there. That's Tina and Pony, and that's next Thursday, you say?
Yes, Thursday. The tickets are $15. The concert starts at 7, and the doors open at 6:30.
All right, so all kinds of stuff going on at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Hyla, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you. See you next month.
All right, take it easy. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line now open at 800-838-3760 as we move on to Livia Janice in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. Good morning. I'm calling about a tribute to the life and music of legendary country singer Patsy Cline. It's going on the 21st through the 30th of September at the Bellevue Grange. Charles Cherry, who wrote the script, found some interesting tidbits in her life that a lot of people, certainly myself, who have sung Patsy Cline for years, never knew about. So it's a little biography and a lot of music, including, you know, the hits such as Crazy, Sweet Dreams of You, She's Got You, I Fall to Pieces, Walking After Midnight, and my personal favorite, It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels.
So, I had a feeling you'd be calling, and so even though we didn't talk about this in advance, I did grab a clip of Patsy singing I Fall to Pieces, and here it is.
Each time I see you again,
I remain as ever mystified by the grace and the control and just all the things that are Patsy Cline and only Patsy Cline there.
Well, I do my best to try to sound like her. It's not just a tribute. I do try to sound like her because I think she certainly was one of a kind. And, you know, the song she chose and the way she sang them, it changed country music forever. And she lived such a short time. I mean, she died in 1963 at the age of 30. yet 10 years, almost 10 years later, she was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So an incredible woman with a really rough life who made unforgettable music.
And when and where are the show?
Sure. It's the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and then the 28th, 29th, and 30th. The Fridays and Saturdays are at 8, the Sundays at 2, and it's at the Bellevue Grange. If tickets are still available, you can get them at the door, but we have them at Paddington Station, and they can go online to LiviaJaniceProductions.org and get them there.
Livia Janice, spelled J-E-N-I-S-E, right? LiviaJaniceProductions.org?
G as in George, G-E-N-I-S-E.
Okay, thank you so much. Livia Janice, good to talk to you once again on First Friday here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Sure, take care. This is, let's see, let's move on to, we have a phone line open now because of Livia getting off, and that's 800-838-3760 if you'd like to join the party on First Friday, 800-838-3760. We turn now to Kristen calling for the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning and happy September to you.
Happy September. Thanks so much.
So unfortunately, you have to wait until the end of the month for our first concert series of the season, but you should get your tickets now because it's going to be an outstanding concert. We have Bernstein's Overture to Candide, wonderful French pianist Lise de la Salle playing Schumann's Piano Concerto, and wrapping up the program with Kodály's Hariano Suite.
Let us, and actually, we have a bit of Bernstein's Overture to Candide to play in here.
Perfect.
It's fun, exciting stuff. That is the Overture to Candide by Leonard Bernstein. Leonard Bernstein's centenary this year. He was born 100 years ago, just slightly plus, right?
That's right. And orchestras all over the country are celebrating Bernstein at 100. An amazing conductor, music maker, and composer. So we're celebrating his music at this concert. And you can come hear us in Ashland at the Music Recital Hall at SOU on September 28th at 7:30 p.m., in Medford at the Criterion Theater on Saturday, September 29th at 7:30 p.m., or in Grants Pass at September 30th, Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., and people can visit our website, rvsymphony.org, or visit our box office with a phone call at 541-708-6400.
All right, Ashland, Medford, and Grants Pass, you truly are the Rogue Valley Symphony.
That's right. We bring the music to you.
All right. Thanks so much, Kristen. And we'll look forward to those concerts on the 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Thank you.
Sure. Take it easy. Let us move on now to an open phone line, or we just gave an open phone line. Let's go to Dan at Camelot Theater in Talent. Welcome.
Talent. Hey, Jeffrey, good morning. Happy September to you.
Happy September.
Hey, we are really proud to opening up. It's tonight. Tonight is opening night for our current fall musical, which is The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
All right, with appropriate audio here that we can share with the our folks. Here
we did. We just talked to you. Yeah.
I pay the food and the rent and the utilities, and keep your mind on your work responsibilities. Don't let your mouth overload your capabilities, and we can get along.
I had forgotten that Patrick is a theater student, and so he seems to know all the words on the other side of the glass. So we had quite a performance in our own studio here, Dan.
That's great. Hey, Tom, we also have auditions opening up next week. You must come on out to the theater.
audition. But let's talk about Best Little Whorehouse first. So how long does this run?
Actually, this is running clear through the month. So it's opening tonight, and it runs through the 23rd. And it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. And we've got three new stars here for Camelot. We've got Maxwell Brule, Lanny Horn, and also Sid Ropp, who's kind of brand new to the Valley as far as in the theater business. So we're really excited. This is a really cute show. Unfortunately, yesterday we just learned that Burt Reynolds passed.
Right.
He made this show famous on the silver screen with Dolly Parton. So we've actually dedicated the show in his honor, but it's kind of a sad timing with the show launch.
Oh, it really is. I'd forgotten about the Burt Reynolds. Yeah, the connection to Wet Left. Yeah. I mean, I heard that Burt Reynolds had died, but I'd forgotten about his connection to the movie version of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Yeah. So the songs are the same. It's a great show. It'd be a great evening to get out of the smoke in the valley. So come on up to Camelot. Check out the Little Whorehouse.
Camelot Theater in Talent. And then you said auditions next week for what shows beyond this one?
We actually have, for the 2019 season, we have open the general auditions for every show. We've just launched the new season. If you go to the website at CamelotTheater.org, we have all the information, all the shows for next year. And it's, again, generals, so it's every role open.
All right. So good things going on at the
out.
Camelot Theater and Talent. Best Little Whorehouse in Texas opening up tonight, dedicated to Burt Reynolds. Thanks so much, Dan, for calling the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Take care.
This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We got a phone line open at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. And we turn now to Rick at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Hi, Rick.
Morning, Jeffrey. How's it going?
Going well. How about you?
It's nice. Going pretty well. Thank you. So this month we have four more shows of Avenue Q. It closes this Sunday. We're basically sold out Saturday, and the other shows are trending that way. So if folks want to see Avenue Q, they should call us soon. And then later this month we're opening Picasso at the La Panagia, which is Steve Martin's comedy about fictitious account of Einstein and Picasso meeting in a bar, talking about art and science and the intersection between those things. And of course, because it's Steve Martin, it's very funny. So it's also my acting debut at the Oregon Cabaret.
Rick himself gets on stage. Okay, which one are you playing?
I play Freddie, who's the bartender, and he runs this business where creative types come in, and he spends far too much time at work. So it's not feeling like a huge stretch for me.
Because there you are in your workplace playing a guy who spends a lot of time at his workplace.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Picasso, Einstein and Picasso at La Panagia is not a musical, is that right?
It is not. It's a play. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't often do that, but this one is, we don't put the microphones on. It's a straight play.
Wow. Okay. That's some fun. And how long, once it opens, how long does it run?
It runs through November 11th. Mm-hmm. So it opens September 20th and runs all the way through November. So plenty of chances for folks to see it.
Okay. You say maybe a few seats left for Avenue Q for
Yeah, Saturday matinee and Sunday matinee especially. Tonight's pretty full. Saturday night's very close to being sold out. So if folks want to see that show, tickets Saturday matinee and Sunday matinee.
Okay. Always a busy time at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Rick, thanks for joining us once again. Good to
Thank
have you here
Jeffrey.
In the exchange. You bet. First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of lines open now at 800-838-3760 as we welcome Dina from Cafe 116 in Ashland.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I wanted to let you and your listeners know that we have new art on the walls. We're excited that Teresa from Creatively Speaking found us another local gem. We have our featured artist, Heather Brunetti, and she has adorned our walls with her Manifest Magic collection. Heather is a self-taught artist, and her primary passion has been creating original pieces for clients who want to tell their personal story through her art and vision. We're going to have some live music, beverages, bites to eat, so we invite everyone to come on down and meet Heather and see her art and her vision. We are be open till 7 tonight with all the First Friday activities going on, and we hope to see you.
All right, and that's Heather Brunetti, you said, the name of the artist? Okay, at Cafe 116. And where exactly in Ashland?
116 Lithia Way.
I couldn't remember the name of the street. Sorry. I drive down it every day, of course, right past your front door. All right. Thanks so much for calling. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Bye.
You bet. Bye. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Couple lines open, 800-838-3760. Here is Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Welcome back to the Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey, on this fine September day.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Yes, at the New Zone Gallery, located at 220 West 8th in Eugene, we have our featured artist, Robin Marks Fife, and her show called Florals and More, which is mostly watercolors, but some ceramic tile work on the side. Our spotlight artist in the Klausmeyer Room will be Bob Fulton, and our opening reception will be tonight, starting at 5:30, with libations provided by Nankasi. We have, I forgot his name, the guitar player. We have music every month. I'm sorry about that. That, again, starts tonight. And it should be a lot of fun. We are on the First Friday Art Walk. I'd also like to say a couple other things. I myself is having a two-month show starting a week from tonight. They have a second Friday Art Walk at the Springfield Museum, mm-hmm. Springfield, Oregon. That's on the corner of 6th and Main in Springfield. And I will be showing the Imaginarium of Steamworks R&D Labs. And it'll be a collection of my interactive contraptions, steampunk, dieselpunk, and atomic punk contraptions. So the opening reception will be a week from tonight, starting at 5:30. It's a two-month show. There'll be another opening in October, second Friday. They do a second Friday art walk in Springfield. And let's see. Also, we'll have a call for artists for our Zone for All, which is an open, non-juried show. Any artist with any 2D, 3D work is welcome to apply for this open show. The intake will be Saturday, September 29th, and we'll have an opening for the show on the first Friday in October. And you'll get more details a month from now on that. So again, thank you. You can check out New Zone Gallery at newzonegallery.org. We're open Wednesday through Saturday, and thank you.
Sure. New Zone, N-E-W-Z-O-N-E. You know, got me confused the first couple times I heard it, too. So good to talk to you. Thanks so much for calling, Steve.
Very good. You have a good day now.
You too. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Here is Barbara at the Liberty Arts Gallery in Wairika. Welcome back to the Exchange.
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. And I'd probably say that Liberty Arts will be closed from September the 8th to prepare for the opening of our show on Friday the 14th. And this will be a very unique show, and it's going to be called Coming Home, Renewing the World, and it is of contemporary Native American art along the Klamath River. And all the artists in this show come from three traditional tribal backgrounds, Karuk, Yurok, and Hoopa. And although some of them have worked in urban areas, each one has made a decision to return to their homeland and use their artistic work as a sort of cultural renewal of their ancient and spiritual roots. And although they have three very different languages, the common language, is through their cultural work and ceremonies. And there will be a very special presentation at 6:30, where there will be a cultural presentation including singing, poetry, storytelling, and talk. And the artists include Brian Tripp, who's Karuk, and he does sculpture, poetry, and paintings. Lynn Risling, Karuk and Yurok, she does wonderful paintings. Lena Hurd, Yurok, and she does basket and ceremonial clothing, which she'll be bringing with her and will be on display that evening. And Denise McKenzie, Yurok and Tulowa, and she also does basketry. So it's going to be a very sort of special and different kind of show with wonderful things you don't often get the opportunity to.
All right, a real local, truly local show and back in time as well, in a sense. So September 14th, you said, is the opening?
Yes, and it's called Coming Home, Renewing the World, and it does reflect how the salmon, the title, also reflects how the salmon return home to start a new cycle of life. And also, renewing the world, there are some ceremonial traditions where humans have to take the responsibility for care of the natural world. So all that will be reflected in the show, which starts on the 14th, and it runs through October 19th.
Okay, that's Liberty Art Gallery in Wairika. Good to talk to you once again, Barbara. Let's move on to Mike at the Brit Festival. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi there.
We just kicked off our final run last night. 2 weeks of great shows, and Jason Mraz, both Jason and Brett Denon, did a great job. And we're off and running. Tonight, get out your Mardi Gras beads. We're bringing New Orleans to town. It's Voodoo Throwdown with Trombone Shorty and a review of other bands, Galactic, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and New Breed Brass Band. So it's just going to be a whole night of great music from New Orleans.
Fun stuff.
And we just keep on going from there. Storm Large of Pink Martini fame is playing on Saturday night. We're bringing Tex-Mex to the stage on Sunday with both of the Mavericks and Los Lobos. And then we take a night off and come back with Boy George and Culture Club, Rodrigo y Gabriela, Jake Owen, and Lyle Lovett. I think we have a little Rodrigo y Gabriela, don't we?
We do, and here's Kumbe. That's some virtuosity on the guitars.
Yeah, they're just amazing players, and it's definitely worth coming out on a Wednesday night to hear that.
And that is next Wednesday night?
That is next Wednesday night. And we've got tickets available for all of these shows. Jake Owen is very close to sold out. The other ones are getting there, so don't be afraid to get to BritFest.org and order your tickets.
Okay, Mike, always good to hear from you at the Brit Festival. One final call here on First Friday goes to Alice at the Oregon Historical Society, calling First Friday for the first time. Good to hear from you.
Thank you very much. And I'm calling about the Southern Oregon Historical Society Roots Music Festival tomorrow night, September 8th. Wonderful bluegrass promenade this year. We start at 3 o'clock, go till 7, and at 7 there's a hoedown dance with a caller. We have wonderful groups, Rainy and the Rattlesnakes, Waking Hazel, Siskiyou Summit, and they're playing both on the main stage and around the beautiful grounds at Hanley Farm.
Okay, so this is at Hanley Farm, and it starts at when on Saturday?
It starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday. $20 general admission, $15 for members and children 6 to 18.
All right. It's the Roots Music tickets. Festival. Get tickets where?
Roots Music Festival. You can get tickets either here at the gate or by going to www.sohs.org.
Okay. Roots Music Festival at Hanley Farm for the Southern Oregon Historical Society. Thanks so much for calling that in, Alice. Appreciate it. No more phone calls left. Let's let Jeff Lynn and George Harrison take us to the break.
Oh, it's a long, long time from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September. Time for the waiting game. When the day